and I'm 36. So ever since I hit 30, I've been trying to eat right, trying to take care of myself, and I'm doing all right. But it's one thing I cannot do. I cannot become a vegetarian. We got any vegetarians in the house? Don't laugh. It might be one in the corner. They just too weak to answer. Like, I'm over here. I'm so hungry. Perhaps if you should give me some meat, I could answer the question that you just asked. All right, all the meat eaters in the house, make some noise! All right, all right. It's good to see I'm amongst friends this evening. And don't get me wrong, I don't have a problem with vegetarians in general. I just have a problem with those vegetarians that want to come down on me because I want to eat an occasional pork chop. You know the kind of vegetarian I'm talking about. Not the good kind of vegetarian. I'm talking about the same kind of vegetarians that smoke cigarettes and drink whiskey. They want to come up on you while you're eating your pork chop. Like, you got to get them pork chops up. You know them pork chops can kill you, right? You know that, don't you? I'm like, yeah, whatever, lady, whatever. 'Cause I got philosophies when it comes to my meat eating. I believe there's such a thing as good pork and bad pork. Bacon and sausage, good pork. Hog maws and chitlins, bad pork. Pig's feet, pig's ears, pig's tail, hog's head, cheese, any foods that begin with the words pig or hog, bad pork. Now ham, ribs, pork chops, good pork. And I believe if God did not want me to eat pork or beef, he'd make cows and pigs run faster. Because you ever notice those animals you can catch are oh so delicious? I mean, because you have never seen anybody come to you and go, woo-wee, that was some mighty tasty cheetah. And I'm not talking about the kind of animals where you have to go out into their natural habitat and hunt them down. I'm talking about the kind of animals you can just walk up on, scoop them up, and take them home. Because you have never seen anybody hanging outside of a pigsty dressed in camouflage. I got Porky in my sights. Petunia's about to be a widow. Sometimes people get upset with me. They're like, Rick, that's not nice. Those pigs are not that easy to catch. Not at first. Because at first you get out there, you're trying to catch the pigs. They all energized, full of energy, all greased up and ready to go. You got to chase them. Like, come back, Wilbur, come back. But after a few minutes of that, them little fat pigs get tired. Then you can just catch them on the side of the pigsty, like, go away, man, go away, man. Just cut me. Go away, put me out my misery. Why y'all got to be chasing people? Y'all play too much. Thank you, that's Rick Younger as a pig. Thank you. Rick Younger, method actor. You can check me out in the latest installment of the Babe trilogy. Babe 3, Brother in the City. It's like, man, that brother could play a pig. You know, I'll be the next black man with a leading actor Academy Award. Because you got to stretch to get the award. You know, Jamie Foxx was blind. Denzel was, he was King Kong ain't got nothing on me. Most of the time you had to be a slave, so, you know, we moving up. So playing a pig wouldn't be that much of a stretch. Must be hard being a pig, right? Trying not to eat yourself. I heard I'm delicious. People keep chasing me.